This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A much weakened storm made landfall in Vietnam today, causing widespread power outages, but nothing close to the devastation the super typhoon left across the Philippines, where rescue workers continue to search through debris and dig through mud looking for victims. In the city of Tacloban, the condition of roads and airports is making relief efforts difficult. Let's turn to the BBC's Alistair Leithhead, who's in across the water in a separate province called Cebu. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there.
Alistair, are you seeing signs that relief supplies are beginning to get through?
Not to this area. We've come up to the island of Cebu. We flew into Cebu City. It's quite an eerie scene at the moment. You can hear the dog barking in the house across the road from where I am. It's all in darkness. Everything is in complete darkness. All the power has gone here. The only light's coming from a little bit of moon and the orange glow from the fires that people are burning in bins or in pits outside their homes. That kind of sets sort of silhouettes of these palm trees that have clearly been battered by the very high winds that came through here. Other trees completely stripped of their leaves. There's debris all around the floors here, piles of metal and wood from the houses that were destroyed that people are already trying to clear up.
Now, we hear there's more bad weather on the way later this week, so presumably there is an acute need for shelter for people who've lost everything, including their houses.
Well, there will be, certainly, for those people who have lost their homes. The last thing they need is more high winds and more heavy rain. This is a vast area that's been affected by this super typhoon. And we're talking 4.5 million people have been affected in some way, shape or form is what the government is saying here. The supplies from aid agencies and governments all over the world are flooding in, both the logistical challenge of getting those supplies to the people who need them most is quite overwhelming. A lot of aircraft cannot land in these remote areas. The airstrips are a long distance away from the where people need the help the most. But that's the challenge that they're facing. That's what they have to do to try and help people.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead is in Cebu Province in the Philippines. Alistair, thank you.
Thanks very much.
The Red Cross says it's preparing for as many as 10,000 fatalities, although casualty estimates in a disaster this widespread is only educated guesswork at this stage.